Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, babies, this is Cleo.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 631. I'm Amy Matheny, and wow, these are down to the last few shows, everyone. And I have to say, it's been fairly exciting and funny and emotional and all the feelings. I'm having all the feelings. And because the next couple of shows, I am bringing you what I am calling the farewell shows. It's kind of like when everyone, the reunion shows, when everybody comes back or pops back. And if you really listen to today's show and next week's show, you're going to hear a lot of the voices of many of the people who have helped make the podcast what they have been over the past number of years. And so I really appreciate you tuning in to these last few shows and sharing them with your friends or other people who you know who love the Queer Cast. I have to tell you, I have to make a couple of plugs. A huge plug to Gloria Estefan and Emilio Estefan, because I went to go see On Your Feet with my girlfriend, who's Cuban. And we had the best time. I mean, that was so much fun. It is a guilty pleasure, that show. And I think it's going to do very well. If New York doesn't like this show, they don't know how to have fun. But I think Chicago is going to like this show a lot. And the dancing is outstanding. The music is fantastic. She's written new songs, and they are incredible. And the staging is wonderful, and the choreography is just unbelievable. And if you listen to the show, you know I am a So You Think You Can Dance nut. And man, the Latin dancing on that stage is just extraordinary. So run, don't walk, head on out to see On Your Feet with Broadway in Chicago, because it is something else. Also, I'm really excited for the Pride season to be in full swing. We've had so much rain and weather, and I am just hopeful that the weather holds this week and that we have a lovely gay Pride with sunny skies and perfect weather, so that we can all celebrate. As of the time that I'm recording this, the Supreme Court decision has not come out. And so I have made a decision, since I'm going to be in and out of town here after Pride, that the last show of the Queer Cast will be the week of July 7th. And that will be an interview with Jim Bennett from Lambda Legal regarding the Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage. And I'm really excited about that. Plus, Mitchell Fain will be in with me on that show, calling in from overseas on his excursions, and some other familiar voices. But I'm excited today. I hope that you will be thrilled to hear some of our co-hosts. In the next two shows, we'll be hearing from Cleo, Miss Cleo, from Deb Pierce from Toronto, from Kelly Simpkins. Plus, we're going to have, many others calling in and, sharing their thoughts and memories about their time as a part of this QueerCast family. It really has taken a village. So we're going to break for the last news segment with Kirk Williamson, and then we'll be back with Miss Cleo today.
Hello, this is Brad Watson, and I've been listening to your show from almost the very beginning. Even you and your co-hosts, Mitchell Fain, Scott Duff, Alexander Billings, Jeff Pierce, Ms. Cleo, Coleman Domingo, and many others over the years have brought so many great perspectives into my life. Sad to see it end, but wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News.
The ACLU hopes to challenge laws signed by Governor Rick Snyder that allow faith-based adoption agencies in Michigan to refuse to serve prospective parents, like same-sex or unmarried couples, if doing so would violate the agency's religious beliefs. Snyder's decision on faith-based adoption came as the U.S. Supreme Court is on the verge of ruling this month on same-sex marriages. Critics of the bill have derided the legislation as state-sanctioned discrimination against same-sex and unmarried couples, especially because many of the faith-based agencies receive public funding from the state of Michigan.
Along a similar line, North Carolina legislators in the state house approved a measure that allows some court officials to refuse to perform same-sex marriage duties because of their religious beliefs. House lawmakers agreed to override Governor Pat McCrory's veto of the bill. The bill, now a law, allows workers the option to stop fulfilling their duties regarding gay marriages if they have sincerely held religious beliefs.
The L.A. County Board of Supervisors passed what could be a game changer for reducing new HIV infections by passing a proposal to provide PrEP countywide. Some saw the vote as a clear measure of how far the LGBT and HIV AIDS movements have progressed when Mayor Mike Antonovich, once considered extremely homophobic, abstained instead of voting no.
The National Transportation Board said that phone records indicate Amtrak engineer Brendan Bostian was not using his cell phone for calls, texts, or the internet while he was operating a train that crashed May 12th in Philadelphia, killing 8 people and injuring more than 200. Bostian, who's also a gay activist, told investigators last month he didn't recall anything that happened after he pulled the whistle as he drove past the North Philadelphia station. It's still unknown why the train entered a curve at 106 miles per hour when it had a speed limit of 50.
Dr. Rachel Levine, a transgender woman, is now Pennsylvania's physician general in a history-making vote. Levine is an expert in pediatrics and psychiatry and helped start a division at Penn State Hershey Medical Center for the care of teens with complex medical and psychosocial problems.
In North Carolina, two West Craven High School teens were shocked when their gay friend was refused the right to donate blood at the school's annual blood drive. Now their Care 2 petition, asking the FDA to lift restrictions on donations from gay and bisexual men, has gathered more than 11,000 signatures. The teens plan to submit the Care 2 petition signatures to the FDA during its public comment period on new rules regarding blood donations for gay and bisexual men.
The combined buying power of the U.S. LGBT adult population for 2014 was estimated at $884 billion, based on a diverse range of LGBT population estimates and evaluations of more than 100 online population samples conducted by Harris Poll over more than a decade. The 2014 estimate reflects roughly 6-7% of the adult U.S. population as LGBT, or 16 million plus adults in 2014.
What is being promoted as the country's only FM radio station dedicated to the LGBT community has launched in Minneapolis. iHeartMedia Minneapolis-St. Paul announced the kickoff of 96.7 Pride Radio, the pulse of LGBT Twin Cities. The station launched June 11th.
In Chicago, a longtime Black Gay Pride celebration has been rebranded. The event, formerly known as Montrose Rocks, which traditionally takes place the same day as the city's Pride Parade, is now Pride at Montrose. This free event, which could see up to 20,000 people, will include two stages, a comprehensive health village, and plenty of entertainment.
Boston Mayor Martin Walsh signed an executive order establishing gender-neutral bathrooms in City Hall. The availability of gender-neutral bathrooms has become a priority for LGBT rights advocates who say that transgender people often face hardship when having to choose a bathroom option that may not match their gender identity. Other cities that have established gender-neutral bathrooms include Philadelphia, L.A., D.C., and Austin, Texas.
Maxwell Barrett, an 18-year-old who recently graduated from Raritan High School in Hazlitt, New Jersey, came out in his yearbook photo. Barrett used the quote, "Of course I dress well. I didn't spend all that time in the closet for nothing." Although most people already knew he was gay, Maxwell had never officially come out to his parents, who reportedly loved the quote.
In world news, among those running to replace Boris Johnson as the mayor of London is Andrew Boff. Boff, who is 57, is openly gay and a conservative member of the London Assembly. Also vying for the mayoral spot is gay rights campaigner Ivan Massow, a financial services entrepreneur and media personality.
Colombia has adopted a new gender recognition law that allows trans people to gain legal recognition without undergoing surgery or seeing a psychiatrist. The South American country reformed the laws that previously required individuals to undergo psychiatric or physical examinations before gaining legal rights.
Pope Francis, who has been hailed as more progressive than his predecessors despite having made some anti-LGBT comments, is set to meet representative of Somos Gay in Paraguay. The LGBT rights group said the pontiff will meet Simone Casal, its co-founder and executive director, on July 11th.
Mexico's Supreme Court ruled that it is unconstitutional for the country's states to prohibit same-sex marriages. News of the decision only recently became public. However, the ruling is more symbolic than actually legal, since the decision does not actually invalidate any state laws. Same-sex couples denied the right to wed would have to turn to the courts individually. Same-sex marriage is legal in some parts of Mexico, including Mexico City.
In entertainment news, the feature Larry Kramer in Love and Anger will debut on HBO on Monday, June 29th. The debut coincides with Kramer's 80th birthday. Larry Kramer in Love and Anger is highlighted by present-day footage as he reminisces about his life in the midst of battling complications from a liver transplant and a decade of living with HIV.
Kristen Stewart's mother has confirmed that the actress has a romance with her personal assistant, Alicia Cargill. While there have been rumblings about Stewart and Cargill before, the elder Stewart's comments were the first official confirmation that the two are dating.
Janet Jackson is returning to the stage for an upcoming Unbreakable world tour. The singer, who is now 49, will tour across the globe for the first time since her number one's Up Close and Personal tour in 2011, kicking off in Vancouver August 31st. Jackson also will hit cities such as Miami, Nashville, Las Vegas, San Francisco, and, of course, Chicago, before wrapping up in Honolulu on November 12th.
YouTube sensation Ingrid Nielsen has revealed on YouTube to her 3.3 million followers that she's lesbian. Nielsen talked about learning to understand her sexuality and how she came to accept that she couldn't deny her true feelings.
Only a day before his first exhibition match with the Canadian Football League Montreal Alouettes, the team announced that openly gay football player Michael Sam was on his way back to the United States. The team said on June 12th, Michael asked the team for special permission to leave training camp and return home for personal reasons. The organization will have no further comment on this matter at this time. Sam, the first openly gay player drafted by the NFL, recently signed with the Alouettes for a two-year deal after the NFL's St. Louis Rams and Dallas Cowboys cut him.
Jake T. Austin announced he was leaving the Fosters on ABC Family before its third season, but his character, Jesus, isn't going anywhere. He's just being recast. His character will still be on the show, but played by a different actor.
Long-running Canadian teen drama Degrassi will head to the U.S. streaming service Netflix in 2016. Degrassi tackles tough teen topics such as sex, pregnancy, rape, suicide, and domestic violence, and is known to some as where rapper Drake got his start.
multi-platinum superstars Duran Duran will release their 14th studio album, Paper Gods, on September 18th. Simon Le Bon, Nick Rhodes, John Taylor, and Roger Taylor recorded the album in London with producers Nile Rodgers and Mark Ronson.
And Channing Tatum, Matt Bomer, and Adam Rodriguez were crowd pleasers at the Gay Pride Parade in L.A. on June 14th, waving from a Magic Mike XXL float. The sequel to the hit 2012 film about male strippers hits theaters on July 1st. Cast members from TV shows Transparent and The Fosters also appeared at the parade. And that's the last time I'm ever going to say it, and I don't know how to say it anymore. And that's the weekend. Wait, isn't that the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times?
Yes.
I've been saying this every week for 7 years. Okay. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
We're not editing that part out.
Please don't.
Hi, this is Tracy Bain, publisher of Windy City Times newspaper, sister organization to the Windy City Queercast. I just wanted to thank everybody for being amazing listeners over the years and also welcome you to come to our anniversary party September 27th at Sidetrack. Thank you.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 22nd, 2015, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Lifeline Theater concludes its 32nd season of Big Stories Up Close with Soon I Will Be Invincible, a world premiere musical based on the 2007 superhero novel by Austin Grossman. Playing now through July 19th, more at lifelinetheater.com. Don't miss the exciting musical premiere, Soon I Will Be Invincible.
Experience the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Doubt, a riveting story of suspicion, ambiguity, and religion staged by Writers Theater in the Glencoe Union Church. Explosive and riveting, says the Sun-Times, and the Tribune says Karen Janis Wodich gives one of the best performances of the year. For tickets, visit writerstheater.org. Don't miss Doubt at Writers Theater, just minutes from downtown Chicago on the Edens or Metra.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Sin, just calling in to give all my love to the Windy City Queercast and wish everyone a happy Pride and say that it has been such a pleasure to be involved with something so awesome and especially to represent the B in the LGBT for all these years. So much love. Kisses. Bye.
Queercast, from its origins, we adopted a fabulous person, or she adopted us. I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but what a wonderful, symbiotic, joyous, full of light and an insight relationship it has been. Of course, I am talking about Ms. Cleo, our friend who came to the Queercast back in the days of me and Peter when we were starting out with this thing, and very, very new. And I remember having Cleo on for the first time and me thinking, this is going to be a regular thing I want on this show. And through that, a friendship has developed and all of you have gotten to know her. And so it feels only fitting that, of course, Cleo gets to be on one of our last shows and help us look ahead, too, but also just help us be present in this moment. So, hey, Cleo, how are you doing in South Florida?
Hello there, Windy City, and hello, my dear Amy. I am doing hot It is hot here. I am doing well, Princess. I am doing well. Hello, everyone.
Can you believe we're kind of, so many people now have been saying, well, why are you ending the show and what's going on? And you understand this, you know, you and I've talked a little bit that, I am a very loyal person, but you know, life starts transitioning and I am aware now that, as I've said, you know, that perhaps there is time now for new voices, to continue this conversation and to pass this baton off. So I hope you understand, or it makes sense to you.
Oh, absolutely, sweetie. Absolutely. It is a time of transitions in this year. And let me tell you something. For those of you all who may not have been listening, it's almost been 9 years since I first met Amy and Peter back in those days. And she may not be comfortable in telling you all such a heartwarming story. But in 2006, I came out publicly and went into the studio as well and produced my first spoken word CD. And a publicist at the time had come upon Windy City Queercast and said, let's reach out to them and see if they might be interested in reviewing your CD and having you come on and talk. And both Peter and Amy were very gracious. We sent them a copy of the CD, and they invited me on. And they were loving and welcoming and heartfelt and so respectful. And it was probably one of the largest steps I had taken personally to come back out into the public, not just as myself after kind of disappearing for a few years, but as an openly lesbian woman and saying to the world, here I am, take me or leave me. And you and Windy City Media and Windy City Queercast and so many of the amazing people there opened up your arms and embraced me despite the rhetoric or the lies or the madness that was out there. And through that, you know, they loved me. And any of you out there within the sound of my voice, that we are members of the LGBT community, whether you're an old woman like I am or you're 15 or 16 years old and this show helps you stay connected. It's so important to us as a community to be accepted by our families, and sometimes that doesn't happen. But when we create that family outside of what we know our socio-environment to be, and that acceptance is so important. So to all of you, what might seem like a very personal moment, I need you all to understand the type of person that Amy Matheny is. And she has made a mark in my world that I will never forget. Amy, I love you. Thank you for the confidence, for the friendship, for the laughter, for the honesty, and for the opportunity for me to present my voice in a very different way. And you always respected it. And I will miss Windy City Queercast, but I know I don't have to worry about missing you, because in these 8 years and change, we have become friends.
Yeah.
And Windy City Media has become like family. And, you know, with family, sometimes you don't agree on everything. But, you know, I still have fond memories of Gay Idol, American Gay Idol, and being in Chicago a few years ago, and all of the additional connections that, again, Amy has been a part of. Anyone that has had the honor to have this woman in their life is truly a blessed individual. And that's all I have to say about that.
I didn't interrupt you. See, I let you, like, go right on through it, as uncomfortable as that is for me. No, I so appreciate it. And I know all of you listening, You know, just what an energy Cleo has. I mean, obviously, it's captivated people around the world for many, many years. And as she said, you know, sometimes when you live life large and you live your truth, it's not popular sometimes, or, you know, bright lights are very difficult sometimes for people. But you have been a bright light to our show, and very steadfast and very loyal. And I know our listeners just love you. They love, not only do they love your predictions, which I know you're moving away from, but your insight. And I truly think that's it. I think all of us can have that insight if we're really looking through conscious, present eyes. And you've just been able to always do that. And that has been... you've been a teacher to us, and also a wonderful reflection and mirror, you know, of charging our community to pull up our bootstraps, or, you know, put on our warrior clothes, or put our big arms out and have embrace, you know, in whatever way we need to show up. You've really helped give clarity to that, and I appreciate that so much. And I love that you got to come to Chicago, because many of our, I actually think all of our co-hosts, if I'm not mistaken, except for maybe Coleman, have been able to come to Chicago and had an opportunity at an event like Windy City Gay Idol. Primarily it's been Windy City Gay Idol, that people have been able to come to town or be a part of a Windy City Times event and have our listeners meet you. And I just remember how excited people were to like run over to you and like have their photograph. This is before selfies. There were not really selfies there.
No, there were no selfies.
And that wasn't that long ago, so that's kind of crazy.
You had just embarked upon Twitter, remember? Oh, yep. It was all so exciting.
Yeah, so I mean, lots of things going on. And well, tell us just really quickly, how can people keep up with you? What have you got going on and that you'd like to let people know about so that they can stay in touch with you? Of course, we will be covering anything Cleo's doing in Windy City Times, our flagship paper, and on our website. But let us know some stuff that's coming up.
Well, let's see. We are bringing back my Blog Talk Radio show for the summer. Our Summer Solstice kickoff show is on June 25th, 2015, at 8 p.m., and it is a live call-in show. So you'll be able to call in and say hey or ask questions, whatever the case may be. So that's very exciting. I have also kind of thrust myself back out there. So you're probably in the cyberspace world, you're seeing me a little bit more. Just working now with Benefit Cosmetics on their Flawless Fortunes campaign. And you can visit conversationswithcleo.com. It has all of the information and the link. Believe it or not, they've got a 1-800 Flawless number you can call and hear my voice. It's a lot of fun. Also, and again, Amy being so intricate, she is a blessing to me. You all just have no idea. But the documentary, Hotline, is now available on Netflix. And the way that these independent filmmakers found me was by reaching out to Windy City Queercast and Amy Matheny. So right there in the mix. And it's a wonderful documentary. It had its world premiere last year at 2014 Hot Docs, and has traveled around the country and now has settled in into distribution. And so you can, like I said, download Netflix, Amazon.com. It is everywhere. I would recommend it to all. Take a moment and check it out. It gives you some intel and some information about what was going on behind the scenes. With everything that was going down with the Psychic Readers Network and who was really at fault back in those days. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. And again, like I said, you can keep up with anything that I'm doing. I also have a new book out called The Queen's Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Reading for everyone, but I would recommend it for anyone who has a family member, a dear friend, or a spouse, whether gay or straight, that is going through menopause. For me, I
the title of menopause because it has such a negative connotation for people, most importantly for women. And I wanted to call it something far more empowering. So I renamed it the Queen's Bridge mm-hmm. because that last stretch of journey before you take your throne. And so I'm saying, and you rule from that seat. So there's all kinds of stuff. I'm probably heading back into the studio near the end of the year with the, you know, and we'll keep you guys posted on everything that is going on without a doubt.
Well, I just love how big your life is getting, and I love that you are going to still be in my life and everyone else's life because now we have an eye on you. We are watching and so excited and cheering you on. And thank you so much for everything that you've given to the Queercast over these after almost this entire decade. So thank you so much, and I'm so glad we had that very first interview. You know, one person talking to another person can change everything. And so thank you for always being willing to talk to us.
And you for always willing to listen and to embrace me. To every one of your listeners, you all are phenomenal. And I know that everyone has to be sad to a certain level, but change is something that is constant. And you all know that when Amy and I talked at the top of the year, I talked about this being a year of transition. So I want all of you to put on your strongest sunshine and your strongest heart chakra and head out there and participate in the changes that are happening in your life and around you. That's what Amy's doing. So we're all going to follow Amy's lead, and we're going to participate in the changes, and we're going to work on creating our world to be exactly that what we choose it to be. And I love you. I don't want to get mushy anymore because, you know, I'm like a puppy marshmallow. But I just celebrate you, and I wish you the absolute success. And I can make that prediction because I can tell you all right now, Miss Amy Matheny, we have not heard the last. And my girl, success is her middle name.
Oh, I love you. Thanks so much, Cleo.
All right, baby girl. Take care. Kick ass and take names, mommy.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. Well, everybody, next week is another chocked full show. Next week, Deb Pierce with me, Kelly Simpkins, Richard Knight Jr., many, many others. And we'll be deep into Pride. Perhaps the Supreme Court decision will come out. I am excited to talk with Jim Bennett. The first week of July, we will be talking about the decision as it comes down the path and the announcement is made. And I wish you all the most amazing, happy Pride. I do want to tell you to be looking for Night Spots Magazine. Night Spots Magazine is going to be merging. The June 24th issue is the last independent issue of Night Spots. So pick that up. That is your resource for all things Pride and for all things 4th of July. So pick that up because there are lots of new parties this year, amazing people coming to town. As you just heard, they're going to be launching the Montrose Rocks again. So lots going on, and you can find out all that information in Night Spots. Then starting July 8th, the week of the last podcast, is also the week that Night Spots is going to merge in an amazing section in our Windy City Times paper. We're so excited about this, really building up our 30-year flagship paper. And I want to make sure that you pick that up or download that to check out the new Night Spots. And just as a little plug, coming on down the path, you heard Tracy mention this, but we are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. Our 30th anniversary party will be Sunday, September 27th in the afternoon at Sidetrack. We hope that you'll come out. You'll get to meet all of us. You'll get to honor 30 years of LGBT news and entertainment in Chicago and just the hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds, probably 1,000 people over 30 years have made this paper possible. And we're going to be celebrating and having a big party at Sidetrack and hope you all will join us. So that's what I've got for this Pride Sunday. I'm so proud to be a part of this community, so proud to have you listen each week. Thank you to those listeners calling in or sending emails to me. And if you want to send an email, I would love that. You can send it to amy@windycitymediagroup.com. Love to hear from you. Pass on an email to any of our other contributors and co-hosts. And happy Pride, everyone. With big smiles on our faces, let's just be out and proud and enjoy our community and each other and our allies. And next week, part two of our farewell show. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.